Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today, at long last, Saturn has entered the sign of Pisces. We have been working with Saturn through Saturn's own domiciles in the sign of Capricorn and Aquarius for over 5 years. And so it is, I think just for everyone, it's been everyone who studies astrology regularly, there's been a lot of talk and hope and contemplation about what it might be like, you know, to have Saturn out of its own domiciles and into a kind of a totally different space. So we're going to explore Saturn's entrance into Pisces today, and we're going to look at five different themes that I think you can count on seeing around you or experiencing within you over the next couple of years. And we're also going to talk along with those five themes about five gifts that Saturn can bring us as we experience these different themes. Yesterday, we took a look at the historical Saturn in Pisces, and I think what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to take a look at the combination of Saturn and Neptune, because what's happening is not only is Saturn entering the sign of Pisces, but Saturn is about to enter the same sign that Neptune is currently in and will eventually move together with Neptune in the sign of Aries, but they are now co-present in that same whole sign house. So like they're hanging out in the same, at the same house party, right? Right. So when they're both in the house, it's like some VIP guests, you know, they're both hanging out in the sign of the fish, this mystical water sign, and they are going to end up together in Aries. So this begins a couple of years where this buildup is starting to occur between Saturn and Neptune. We're going to look at that in a separate video, especially by examining the work of the great archetypal astrologer Richard Tarnas and some of what he's had to say about the historical collective signature of Saturn-Neptune periods. So we'll do that tomorrow. Today, we are just going to focus on some of the main themes that you can expect to see with Saturn in Pisces over the next couple of years. We'll give you the timeline, and then we'll talk about some of the gifts or, you know, lessons that people seem to learn with that placement in their charts that I've noticed in my practice from working with people who are born with Saturn in Pisces, as well as reflecting on some of the lessons learned during the 1990s. And, you know, in my own life, I was pretty young, but there were some really good lessons. I mean, there was a period of time in my life that ended up becoming of central importance to the book that I would end up writing that was published in 2010. A lot of what happened during that period would perpetuate the entire spiritual journey that I would take with ayahuasca for like a decade of my life. So lots of reflections that we can hopefully share with each other too. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. So before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe and share your comments today. If you have a story to tell, use the hashtag grabbed and share your story in the comments section about Saturn's entrance into Pisces. Some of you may notice it right away. You know, for example, this morning, I have bedhead. So I'm like, you know, and I have to record. I could have thrown a hat on, but I was like, no, Saturn's moving into Pisces. And I'm feeling like just being nice and messy. So you guys get to look at my sleepy bedhead face this morning, and you should feel lucky. Anyway, if you want to share your story with us and you don't feel comfortable putting it in the comments section, email it to us, grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. Just don't send anything or post anything that you don't want us sharing in a future storytelling episode. Of course, we never use your name anyway, but if you want, you can find a transcript of any of my daily talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com. Okay, let's take a look at the timeline of Saturn's entrance into Pisces and just give you a feel for how it's going to go, which we did yesterday, but let's do it again today, just review. All right, so here is Saturn's entrance into the sign of Pisces. And you can see there it is. And so Saturn's entrance into Pisces is going to take us all the way into 2026, although there are some retrogrades that come along with this. So let's watch how Saturn goes, and I'm going to remove everything from our perspective now except for Saturn so that we can kind of focus or isolate right on just that symbol. All right, here we go. So here is Saturn in Pisces, and I've advanced the chart a little bit already, but let's go ahead. And I'll just take this out now. So you can see Saturn moving along, gets to about 7 degrees or so in June, turns retrograde. It's going to dip back all the way down to 0 degrees by the fall, turns direct again, and then pushes along. So this back and forth of Saturn continues until Saturn barely enters the sign of Aries around the end of May, beginning of June of 2025. It will then retrograde back into Pisces, and it spends the latter part of 2025 from September all the way into, let's see here, right about February in Pisces again. So it technically is in Pisces all the way into 2026, although there's a back and forth between Aries and Pisces and part of 2025. So, you know, that's the timeline. What I want to do today is present you with, aside from bedhead as a major theme, or starting to not care, Saturn in Pisces, this world, I don't care, 5 themes to watch for. And these are in no particular order, you know, not like an order of importance or prevalence or anything like that. They're all, you know, and we'll add to the list. But to me, these are themes that you can pretty much count on because Saturn in Pisces works according to the nature of Saturn, combined with the nature of water, the feminine double-bodied nature of Pisces, the fact that it is coming at the very end of the spring series of signs or the winter series of signs, moving us into spring. And the fact that, and the fact that it is the domicile, feminine domicile of Jupiter and the exaltation of Venus. So with those things in mind, we can, there's certain archetypal combinations that you can see reflected in Saturn's placement within all of those different themes and qualities of the sign of Pisces. And I'll try to break those down as we go and explain to you how each theme is also related, because I think that's really helpful if you're, you know, kind of learning astrology. So let's begin. Number one, I use the phrase helplessly hoping. I don't know if you guys know that song. I think it's called Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, Nash. But it's a, there is a sense in Pisces of being helpless. It could be helpless in love. It could be helpless as in down on your luck. And it could be helpless as in the feeling that something bigger than you, some energy or emotion or fate or destiny is overwhelming you. And the feeling of overwhelm is really important because Pisces is a sign that has a lot of, there's a melancholy and a romantic emotional quality to the sign of Pisces. And this is also a Jupiterian ruled sign. And so that sense of emotional harmony, unity, beauty, togetherness, cohesiveness, we all live with that in our lives more or less, or we've lived with a feeling that it is, you know, missing or broken. This transit in part can amplify the feeling that something bigger than us and often kind of ominous or slightly unfortunate or just the feeling of fate and of different kinds of limitations or frustrations has come in and created a feeling of discord and overwhelm. So the feeling of being helpless. Now, there's also what comes with this is not just the feeling that, well, I'm feeling helpless and everything is bad. It's I'm feeling helpless and I really don't know where this is going. It's some of the things that come in with Saturn in Pisces are often it's the feeling of, well, this is something I wasn't expecting. It's very overwhelming. It's nothing there's nothing I can really do about it. And then I hope that it's doing something amazing. Maybe it is, but I don't know. So there's this quality of feeling helpless, but then also there's an ambiguity about the forces of fate that come in with Saturn in Pisces, where you may feel like, well, maybe this was a good thing, you know, but I don't know. So the helplessness and the sense of hope and faith amidst twists and turns that come in and sometimes feel sort of tragic or just unexpected, that feel like they're beyond your control, the hand of something bigger has come in and challenged whether it's your worldview or some established sense of unity and harmony in your life. But there's also a sense of fatedness that can give you like this unique sense of there being a purposeful, orderly reason for what's happening, even if it's difficult. For example, you know, I talk to people all the time. And sometimes when a family member goes through a really challenging time, like suddenly you're like, God, my brother is suddenly going through this horrible divorce. And, you know, it's not directly impacting you, but you're super close to your brother. And suddenly you realize that, and then mom gets sick, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, well, I don't know what's going on here, but there's some kind of destabilization period that's happening. It feels very meaningful. I think it's going to end up impacting me somehow, but I don't know how yet, right? And it'll often, like Saturn in Pisces will start, it starts pouring in through the cracks, the hand of fate. And because there's such a feeling of the inevitable with Saturn and the feeling of things that you can't control and limits or fated, heavier, more consequential or serious events that come in, you can feel rather helpless. But again, what's interesting is that there's also this quality of yearning and hoping. Well, maybe this is turning the page. You know, it's almost like you ever had one of those moments where you get something starts happening and you go like, okay, well, I wasn't expecting that, but like, this is interesting. We'll see where this goes. Such a Saturn in Pisces kind of quality. And there's Saturn behaves that way in other signs too, but one of the more, like I would say Saturn in Scorpio, for example, although a lot deeper, heavier, slower burn with Saturn in Scorpio, but Saturn in Pisces is interesting because in that double-bodied sign, it points toward these kinds of transitional states, and they're a little bit more fluid and dynamic than, say, Scorpio, but there's equally a sense of fatedness that comes with them. And so again, helpless, but hoping. And sometimes there's also a helpless, hopeful quality, like sort of romantic, you know, sort of a romantic ideation, a romantic sense of longing for something that's sort of impossible. And we've talked about that before with Saturn in Pisces on my channel, kind of a melancholic quality, which actually for many people, although it's a little uncomfortable, can be super generative creatively. It's where poetry comes from. It's where good music comes from. But there's a feeling of being overwhelmed and of sort of feeling helpless. But then maybe you draw or extract some kind of romantic virtue out of that suffering. So helplessly hoping. Now, I have five gifts that go along, and I want to follow these gifts that come along with the five themes. So the gift of helplessly hoping is that dissatisfaction can actually be beautiful. Dissatisfaction, I mean, broadly speaking, like, I don't like the way that turned out. I don't like that this happened. I don't like that I can't have something. I don't like things the way that they are. And there's an emotional angst that comes with it. But if we can sort of hug that angst, and we learn that it is the poets, it's the mystics, it's the dreamers, it's the lovers that tend to develop some kind of complicated friendship with the state of dissatisfaction. And so that's a gift that we can try to receive while Saturn is in Pisces that comes along with the helplessness and the hoping. Number two is back to the five themes to watch for: sacrifice, debt, and surrender. Pisces is a sign that points to collectives, both through, it's very romantic, but because it's the feminine sign of Jupiter and a water sign, it tends to point to places where there are emotional unities amongst people. Now, it could point to emotional unities amongst people as in a body of believers or as in a group of like-minded, activists who come together to try to support a cause that people have a lot of deep emotional investment in. For example, I think of a few of my students in classes who have strong Pisces placements over the years who are oftentimes very involved in advocating for, you know, different things that their kids struggle with, like different whether it's stuff they were born with or stuff that, you know, develops along the way, and trying to raise awareness about what kids need in schools for different kinds of things that they're dealing with. And there's Pisces in that. There's Pisces energy in that. There's a sense of collective unities. And the things, in order to, with Saturn in Pisces, they will amplify the sense that something needs fixing, that's broken, and that greater emotional cohesion can be built but there's a sense of obligation, of the necessary sacrifices, or the needed sacrifices, if you want to get somewhere, if you want to build some kind of coalition or some kind of unity or create some better order where there's something broken. So sacrifice, and the feeling of debt comes with it too. Like, I'm indebted, I'm obligated, and even like complicated qualities of like martyrdom. Like, maybe you should take yourself off the hook. Maybe you don't owe anyone anything, but there's a feeling of like, well, I'm indebted to some collective form of identity. Interestingly, when Saturn was in Pisces, I'll just share the story. This is in my 11th house. So Saturn in Pisces in my 11th house, which is a place of groups and communities. When I was in at this age and stage of life, I became deeply involved in a committee that was, what can I call it? Like a statewide youth ministry committee. And I was, part of the leadership of a group of like teenagers that helped shape all of these big events for kids in the Methodist Church around the state of Minnesota. I remember the feeling of like this divide between my loyalty and sense of obligation to this religious youth group type of stuff and my sort of secular life at school with like a totally different group of friends who was not oriented or interested in like Christian stuff, right? And I remember this just feeling torn up inside about, me as an individual versus me as beholden to a group. And that's something that comes in part through Pisces, because we have such a collective orientation with the Jupiter-ruled feminine watery place of Pisces. Water gathers together. Water in Pisces and Jupiter signs speaks to different kinds of unities through faith and beliefs and things like that. So the feeling of being obligated to collectives in some way, and the feeling of surrendering your individual identity for some kind of group or collective, that can be very complicated in Pisces. Like, sometimes I remember, it got to a certain point later in my life where I ended up being a youth pastor. And then I ended up having to say, I can't do this. This is not something that I can do any longer. And interestingly, it was Saturn transits that were all involved in some of those decisions. And the thing that got me looped into the youth ministry, and the feeling of obligatedness to that kind of world, let's call it, started when Saturn was in Pisces in my 11th. Anyway, long story short, the feeling of being indebted to different groups or communities and the tension between the indebtedness you feel to some kind of collective versus the need or desire to pull away from it, to surrender into it and yield some form of individuality versus to take yourself off the hook or to forgive yourself and to say, look, I'm not going to feel indebted to some kind of community and I have to step away. And then there's a sense of solitude, alienation. All of those kinds of tensions can come along with Saturn in Pisces, which I think is fascinating. So sacrifice, the necessary sacrifice, not needing to sacrifice, the feeling of debt, taking yourself off the hook, surrendering something of the individual to a collective versus stepping away from a collective, potentially feeling alienated. All of those tensions can come with Saturn in Pisces. Now, the five gifts. Two is letting go hurts but heals. And this is a truth whether you're going from something more individual towards something more collective and letting go of something of your individual identity for the sake of being a part of something bigger or serving something bigger, or if you're needing to step away from some collective sense of obligation for the sake of your individuality. Either way, the truth is that when we're faced with those kinds of decisions, letting go hurts, but it's often the most healing thing that we can do for ourselves. And so I would just say one of the lessons of Saturn in Pisces is, regardless of which direction you're letting go in, that sense of surrender and of letting go is often the hardest thing to do, but the most healing and beneficial thing we can do. Even if for a while it makes us feel like, we're walking it alone, or we have surrendered little elements of ourselves as a part of some greater compromise. Well, theme number three is an emotional paradigm change. Remember that Saturn in Pisces is going to take several years, and this is a double-bodied sign that leads into the first sign of spring in Aries. And so this is a sign that represents a kind of liminal space, a transitional space. It's a Jupiterian Piscean, it's a Jupiterian water sign, feminine. So we're talking about relationships that connect us to other people and groups through faith and beliefs. But it's also deeply personal, it's interpersonal, it's subjective, and it's a space that honors the relationship between our beliefs, our collective identity, or identities, or where we participate and how they make us feel. How those participations or groups make us feel, how belief systems that we participate in on a personal level make us feel. So the potential for an emotional, subjective, interpersonal, and sort of intellectual or spiritual paradigm change to be happening over the next couple of years is a really pronounced part of Saturn's journey through Pisces. So where's the gift in that? Well, to me, it's similar to surrendering, but it's a little bit different. The third gift that goes along with that theme is that all things pass. And by that, what I mean is that it's okay to say that we need some kind of transition. We need a revision or revisioning or review of how we participate in the world, how it connects us to others, whether the way we're currently connecting with other people in the world is making us, you know, happy or granting us feelings of peace and well-being and inspiration. And it's okay to go through transitions where we have to reconfigure our worldview and the kinds of people that puts us in touch with and the kinds of feelings it evokes or doesn't evoke. So, you know, it is okay for change and transition to take place, even when it's heavier and harder and there's more personal emotional investment in the things that we, in the groups or people we know and the ways that those things are changing. All right. Well, number four is aligning with those who hurt as we hurt. Now, there's no shortage of this in the world in terms of like, well, where am I going to identify? I don't know, in my social media likes, like, you know, like, where am I going to feel, who do I feel aligned with, or where do I locate myself in terms of small or big social realities? Well, one of the ways that we tend to do that is to pool together with those that hurt along the same lines that we do. So for example, if your masculinity is hurting, you might look for, you know, content or communities online that talk about men's health or, you know, recovering or restoring masculinity in society or something like society. So it's like every time I say it, I have to catch my, it's like a game of tag. All right. So, yeah, I mean, or it's like, well, I am looking for feminine empowerment. So, you know, I identify with groups of women who have experienced domestic abuse or something like that. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with this because one of the ways that we can find community is to find people who have been through similar hurts and traumas and had to draw from those experiences the wisdom and, you know, or the perseverance or whatever. But it's unique how Saturn and Pisces will say, why don't you find the group of people that hurt and that their hurt looks the way that your hurt does or kind of feels similarly. Now, I think you have to be careful with this because one of the things that can happen is Saturn and Pisces can be a little bit like a pity party where, you know, it's like I think so much of the alternative grungy rock stuff that was happening in the 90s around this time, at least that I was getting so enamored by. And a lot of it was like, screw everyone, man. You know, like, like we all hurt, you know? And like, you know, there's benefit to finding people whose disgruntledness, whose pain, whose angst grants a feeling of almost like transcendence, that your pain is shared is a very important thing to understand, that your pain has a communal dimension, a historic and archetypal dimension, that your pain is the pain of millions of people across, you know, thousands of years. This is very powerful truth that Saturn in Pisces can deliver to us, as well as all of the ways that people have dealt with pain, from mystics and therapists and, all the physical ways that we try to address our suffering. So aligning with those who hurt as we hurt is a great gift of Saturn in Pisces, but also the potential to perpetuate a constant state of like, well, what grants me dignity somehow is my pain. And there's a certain sense in which I guess that's true. You know, what we suffer is part of where and how we reiterate our dignity. But there's also something about the pity party of Saturn in Pisces that you can't get lost in it. So it's like it's a fine line. Anyway, the gift that I put with this one is that sorrow is a lake. A lake is nourishing. A lake is a lot of communities need to live near water. They need to live near water so that they can all draw from a common source, a well, a place of nourishment, a place of commonality. Water draws everyone together because everyone needs water and everyone's made of water and so forth. So there's something that can be about our hurts and the way we come together in relation with our hurts that is truly unifying and harmonizing and supportive. If we look for how we are similar because we suffer, there's great wisdom in that. Of course, the other truth is that it's like, generally speaking, you have to be careful that when you're drawing from a lake, you want to get clean water. And oftentimes, I remember when I was a kid, we'd go backpacking. And, if you're going to get water to maybe you'd filter the water, you'd boil it, or there'd be different ways of treating the water to make sure it was safe to drink. One of the lessons when my church youth group, we did, we had like lessons in backpacking and went up to the Boundary Waters canoe area and stuff like that. And one of the lessons was like, take water where you see it's kind of white and rushing, like in a river. You want to try to get it at that spot because it's less likely to have whatever the bacteria or something. That was something I remember hearing. I hope that's true. I remember hearing that. And the point is that lakes can also, while it can collect together, and there's something very beautiful about that image of the support and nourishment that everyone needs water, that you build a city around the well. It's an I Ching lesson as well. That there's something about stagnation too. And so what pools together can represent, kind of like collective stagnations around hurt and pain rather than movement and sharing in suffering as something redeeming or something that can, bring us together and help us find support. So, the potential, it's like everybody sings the blues, but sometimes, what's the phrase? The blues is nothing but a good man feeling bad. We can't forget that the good man feeling bad doesn't always feel bad, and this the goal is not to just you feel bad, I feel bad, okay, good, let's stay forever feeling bad because at least we're together in it. You know what I mean? So sorrow is a lake, be careful of stagnation. And then the fifth theme is unknowing and humility. There's a way in which Saturn in Pisces forces us to let go of certainty, let go of thinking that we know things. There is a sense of sacred doubt with Saturn in Jupiter's sign, and of not knowing where things are going, and of humility. There's a humbleness that comes in not knowing where things are going or in having to let go of things. And the fifth gift is that, ironically, letting go of certainty and going into a period of ambiguity or unknowing, it's not only humbling, but it can build contentment. We're tested, our faith is tested not so much, by how well we can hold everything we know, but how steady we can stay, especially when the inevitable periods of unknowing and uncertainty come along. If we're comfortable with uncertainty, if we're comfortable with liminal spaces, transitions, and doubts, then those are the places from within which we build a kind of contentment. And so there's a great mystical contemplative quality to Saturn in Pisces that can help us build contentment through some choppy waters. Anyway, I hope that you guys enjoyed this exploration of some of the themes of Saturn into Pisces and some of the gifts that I certainly am going to try to remember as this transit passes along from me and my bedhead this morning. I hope that you're having a great day and that you will share with us some of your stories. Don't forget to use the hashtag grabbed or email your stories grabbed at nightlightastrology.com. And don't forget to like and subscribe before you go. It really helps the channel to grow. Hope you guys are having a good one and look forward to more on Saturn and Neptune tomorrow. Take it easy. Bye.